in an active move against fraud and to provide customer protection, National Australia Bank, NAB, has enacted a policy to block payments to specific high-risk cryptocurrency exchanges, breaking down NAB's defensive strategy against fraud. NAB's policy, part of a wider trend amongst major Australian banks, seeks to combat the increasing risk of scam losses linked to cryptocurrency. Since March, NAB's efforts have successfully intercepted over $270 million worth of customer payments. This was achieved by using real-time payment prompts within their app, resulting in 12% of prompted payments being abandoned by the customers. Crypto's troublesome connection to scams. Recent data from the Australian Financial Crimes Exchange shows that 50% of reported scam funds had cryptocurrency connections. This correlation is alarming considering Australians lost over $1.5 billion to investment scams in 2022, with approximately $221 million of that figure linked to cryptocurrency scams. A united front against high-risk crypto exchanges. While NAB hasn't disclosed the specific crypto exchanges affected by this ban, it's expected to align with industry standards, particularly affecting high-risk platforms with higher occurrences of scam events. This initiative mirrors similar steps taken by Westpac, Commonwealth Bank, and ANZ, marking a concerted effort by Australian banks to secure their customers' interests. Chris Sheehan's insights on crypto fraud. NAB's executive for group investigations and fraud, Chris Sheehan, expressed the bank's intent to make it tough for scammers using cryptocurrency platforms to launder stolen funds. He emphasized NAB's commitment to reducing the impact of these fraudulent activities on its customers. The impact on crypto exchange Binance. Among the likely affected platforms, Binance stands out. This exchange has recently come under regulatory scrutiny in multiple jurisdictions, including the United States and the Netherlands. The situation in Australia adds to its existing challenges following the cancellation of its local derivatives license and the loss of its banking partner, Cuscal. Future cooperation and regulatory compliance. Despite these issues, Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao has remained committed to regulation, expressing eagerness to collaborate with policymakers to shape the future of digital assets. As the world of cryptocurrency continues to evolve, so must the strategies to ensure its secure and legitimate usage. The latest measures from NAB and other major Australian banks underscore the ongoing concern regarding the integrity and security risks of cryptocurrency transactions. While the move may initially inconvenience some customers, it ultimately demonstrates a commitment to protection and vigilance against fraud in the ever-evolving digital asset landscape. Key points. Why has NAB decided to block payments to some crypto exchanges? To provide greater protection for its customers, NAB has decided to block payments to high-risk crypto exchanges due to increasing scam losses related to cryptocurrency. How successful has NAB's fraud prevention strategy been? NAB has successfully intercepted over $270 million in potential scam payments since the strategy's implementation. Which other Australian banks have implemented similar measures? Westpac, Commonwealth Bank, and ANZ have also taken similar actions against high-risk crypto exchanges. Which exchanges will be affected by the ban? While specific exchanges haven't been disclosed, it's expected that the ban will primarily affect high-risk platforms such as Binance.